only on Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by March Madness. Every year, the biggest event in sports takes place. Most people crowd around the television at a local sports bar and spend time with friends, family, and a round of cold ones. Katrina, however, will not be partaking. She doesn't like any event that takes the focus off of her. So welcome to On the Internet, also known as Katrina Madness. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
You don't find that to be accurate? Is that the problem?
Not at all.
Really? Okay, well, I guess we're not at Katrina Madness. It's just plain old On the Internet today.
No, it's definitely Katrina Madness.
I wanted it to be Katrina Madness. I was going to make the entire program about her. The microphone's trying to jump into her face right at the beginning of the episode. It was going to be gorgeous.
Yay.
But she doesn't want that.
Nope.
So I'm going to change gears, and now it's going to be Seth Madness, and we're only going to talk about me.
No, that sounds terrible.
Okay, let's go.
We're going to talk about all people's favorite things about me.
Oh, well, that's nothing. That's
my best qualities. We have to make it stretch for an hour and 30 minutes.
Well, that's not going to happen.
We got to do it.
No, this is never
going to
happen.
I gave you the chance to have Katrina Madness, and you spat on it. Now we're going to Seth Madness.
Like, you really expected me to take that and go with it?
Yeah, I mean, because I know you are going to go with it.
I mean, I will later.
I guarantee you.
I'm not going to, like, flat out openly say, yes, I won it. It's all about me.
Over under.
Take over.
Let's say 50 minutes in, over under on Katrina says, but it's Katrina Madness today, remember?
Oh, I will say that at least 5 times.
I say, I'm going to take the under. I think if you take the over, you're a moron.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to say it over 5 times.
No, Chris just, I don't think Chris knows how over under short. That's okay. We'll explain that later. Welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the internet.
God, you guys always look at me like, look at us being good. I don't, and I should just stop looking at you.
I was waiting to see if you're not going to say that.
Oh, I'm going
to,
I said
off.
It.
So,
oh, it's the show that's on the internet and blah, 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 blah. Today's a new episode. It's episode 17. That's not a milestone in any way.
I was going to say, that's just such a random number.
I just wanted to say it's episode 17 and it's
a
new episode of March 19. I'm not good at math. 83? And it's not till you leave, it's till we have to change the name and start a count again.
83,
right?
When we get to 90 episodes?
No, because we're
17.
See, I can't do math either.
Yeah, we should just not ask each other math questions, and then we...
You both kind of seem dumb when that happens.
I think you were actually right, though, which is kind of surprising.
Well, it took me a while. I had to pad there.
I mean, I was trying to take one. I was like, this is taking too long. Damn, just say a number.
4! No! That's wrong!
Shit.
But anyway, you can watch us live tonight. I hope. There's a lot of people crowding around engineering right now, and I hope that we're not on fire.
By a lot of people, he means two.
Well, that's our entire engineering department. So, I mean,
we didn't really have any time to, like, prep or anything.
Well, this is...
We didn't do a sound check.
Honestly, I was
I'm surprised
totally,
we sound as good as we do.
I was...
slur.
Mm-hmm. Words.
Drunk. No
I was
big
totally
deal.
Going to, you know, take the blame for us being slightly late because we are about... We're probably about 45 seconds late. We're not too bad, but in my OCD world, that's pretty late. And it's my fault. I had a meeting at 6 that I usually try to have a meeting-free day on Wednesday because it's show day. And but I had had to move it from a Thursday, so I didn't really have a chance. And so I showed up at 7:45. But then it was immediately not my fault because Cameron and Matt prepared a game for us to play, and that went right up to 7:59. So we were going to blame them. But then Katrina got a phone call. So just how the world always works.
Shut up.
Katrina is the reason we're late.
I was here before you tonight. I was here before you.
But Katrina
Matt
is the...
and Shay can both vouch.
I'm not saying you weren't here before me. But did anything I just say not happen?
No.
That's what I thought. So there you go.
Jerk.
But anyway, so you can watch us live. 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific. Or if you're in jolly old England... We're on at 2 a.m., so check us out.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk every, I think once a year we should do a episode completely in a British accent and dedicate it to London.
That's you really not expect me happen, to have a British accent? Yeah.
Hello, I'm Paul McCartney.
You're gonna just gonna repeat that line?
That's the only thing I can do.
Exactly.
That's Colby's tip. Do. The only one he can remember is drop the R's.
Yep. That's
he goes, I watched this video. It was all about tips. One was drop the R.
Which actually sounds like Colby.
And the next one was...
That's what you think Colby sounds like?
I don't remember.
He's almost as bad.
Oh, you don't kick a man while he's down. All he's doing is drinking. Oh, I feel like
own,
I just disappeared from
fault.
The audio chain.
Well, he did fault. Lose his job because of his show.
Which you still laugh at. But
yeah. Katrina's evil cackle.
Whatever. I think I have more of the cackles. Hers is like a giggle, I would say.
That was an evil giggle.
It was definitely an evil giggle. So, anyway, we got a text from an idiot that I will read later.
From an idiot?
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
No, I have a new bit that I want to do on the show today.
A new bit?
Yeah, I mean, did I finish introducing the show?
No, you did not. You never do.
Text us at 75... What's our phone number?
505-750-0304. It was, like, taped to the desk earlier.
I have it memorized.
Really, you did? Because it didn't really look like
Okay, let's not... I don't want to hear any judgment from the lady who can't even say sentences correctly.
I can say sentences.
Oh, really? Because I have
at
some proof.
At least 50% of the time, my sentences come out right.
Don't tell me to talk about that. We talked about that on the last show, didn't we?
I was waiting for it.
I knew, yeah. I liked how you knew it was coming. That's my favorite part. But I would like to just, let's just do this right up front. I'd like to make this
by
a
all
weekly
means,
thing.
We got nothing better to do.
We don't. What do we have better to do?
I don't know.
Madness. Do you have anything for the show today?
Hey, Chris said it before I did. That should count for something.
I don't think it does. Matthew, I know the phone number.
We already said it. We can all see it.
Also, that's not the right phone
number. Isn't it 750?
It's 750, you incredible
That's
part.
So sad that I know it and he doesn't.
Fired again. Rehired you for Tuesday. You're fired again.
Okay, so what are we doing, Lord. Seth?
So what I'd like to do at the start of every show now is I would like to shame people who have not yet signed up for the network.
Okay.
So I just want to pick just some random people on our users list who have had free trials that have expired. I just shot a Sharpie across the room. That have not yet signed up for our new pricing at $5.99 a month. Highly
Woo-woo!
Affordable.
That is really good pricing.
Highly affordable. So I think the first thing we've got to do is pick some music that's good to shame people with. Like
Not that one.
How about this one? Is that, no, that's way too good.
That sounds like a battle.
No.
Nope.
That's not good shaming music, but I need to remember that one for some time when you come over here.
Nope. Oh, what about F?
F?
Down.
That's like they died.
Yeah.
Let's see. No.
That's
I always
way too upbeat.
You know what? I'm removing that one. It's going away. That's good. A horrible song. Not good shaming.
Can we not?
This is kind of
this
okay.
This is not bad.
Katrina, we have limited options.
I mean, we have other...
Okay, which one would you like me to pick next?
I don't know. I was thinking like another tab in a different
Well, those are all
set.
Sound effects.
This sounds like we're in a desert.
No, this is a desert.
Do this one.
Okay, I'll just do this.
Die.
I'll just do this one.
They're gonna die.
Today, let's shame some people. Katrina, you just want to pick a random name off this list. No, these are people still have trials. Hold on, let's scroll down a little bit more.
You tell me and I'll look and be like
right here. I mean there's some people on here that have accounts.
I was gonna say there's one person I know that has an account.
There's some people on here that have accounts and there's a couple people.
Oh, there's three
there. There's a couple people who are hosts.
Okay, well the first
that
one that comes
accounts,
up that I see is Garth Howley.
Alright.
Howley.
What would you like Holly. To say to Garth Howley?
You have a freaky name. I can't say it. I was gonna say fucked up, but I was like,
no,
it's not really. It's just awkward.
This bit may not Holly. Work because Garth can't hear us shame him.
It's true. It's true.
Do you think it would be overstepping for me to shame people who are currently in trials that have not yet paid? Because if I shame people whose trials have expired but haven't paid, they're never going to know they're being shamed.
But it's not really fair to shame someone because you're giving them the free trial. Why would I pay before my free trial expires?
To dodge the shame.
Then you get Graham Ratzlaff.
Yeah, what's up with these people?
Ratzlaff. Literally right below him.
All right, let's just start at the top.
Feather Jewel. Jewel Feather.
There's no Jewel Feather on here.
Right at the top, the very very first one.
Her name is Feather Jewel.
I said it.
I guess. I assumed it was a girl. I apologize if you're a man and your name is Feather.
That's just a bad name altogether.
It's really just really not racist. A good name to have. But Feather Jewel, thank you for signing up today. We appreciate that. You are now publicly shamed. And regardless of whether or not you sign up for an account, you're going to be shamed because your name is Feather. You're probably used to shaming.
Yeah, probably.
We should give Feather a free account. Her name is Feather.
We'll look into it.
That's not a good thing,
dude. We'll email her. We'll find out.
And then, I would like to shout out to Bradley's brother, Brandon Cooper. He signed up today for the thing. You are now publicly shamed. I don't feel like we're doing a good job of shaming people.
Well, you can't shame people who signed up today for a free trial. No. That's just not a good shaming tactic.
It's not a good shaming tactic.
Go back up. Okay. We're at the very top.
Matthew's
right
about
below,
to show me something.
Right below Eric.
Who just signed up? Who is that? Oh, Matthew just signed up. We're going to shame you anyway.
I don't care.
Because it took him a really long time.
Look at the name right below Eric. Look at the name right below Eric. Do you see that?
Yeah, F-F-E-W-F-W-F.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person is actually this person. Because what we did is we had a bunch of jerks and jagaloons signing up for the website with fake email addresses. And so we made it so now you have to click a link in your email before your account becomes active.
Awesome.
So Mr. WFWF at EFEFEF.com, he had to actually sign up. And his name is Eric Volkler. And now you've been publicly shamed.
For being dumb for adding a fake email.
Well, he wasn't dumb.
He's publicly shamed for not subscribing. Joe Riddle. Getting shamed right now. You are going to be shamed forever and ever. Where's Cherie Riddle at on here?
Cherie.
She paid. Cherie. No shame when I'm on the air. Just shame in general. Donnie Riffy, shame all around.
Grant Wolford?
Grant Wolford, he is ashamed of his brother. He is very ashamed.
That's not surprising.
He's very shamed. Jason Salas, great host of a great show on the Duo Network. Shamed because you can't sign up for a single account.
Shambo TTT.
Shambo, you are also shamed.
Shambo.
Okay, we're now, no one's going to sign up.
This is a terrible
segment. I feel like this idea backfired horribly.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
It just made you look worse.
We apologize to all people that we have now shamed.
Especially Shambo,
but not Joe.
What about Feather?
Feather, I feel bad for, if I'm being honest.
Poor Feather.
Her name is
Feather,
man.
That's just not a good...
She's just floating in the wind.
And Feather Jewel is even worse.
Feather, if you're listening right now, please text the phone number 505-750-0304. I apologize. Also, we shame Taylor. Shame.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shame Taylor.
Shame on Taylor.
All the shame.
Shame on her.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, that was a... That didn't go as well.
It was a bad segment.
Yeah,
I tried to shame, and I don't think that'll become a weekly thing. I did. I kind of proved why these people don't sign up.
Because we just did a whole segment that went terribly wrong.
We did. Yeah. But we had good music for it.
Yeah, we did, but then it kind of went away.
Honestly, it did stop playing, like, most way through the segment.
Like, halfway.
It wasn't even half.
Yeah, it's
maybe
okay.
A minute in.
We'll just
pretend.
So anyway,
let's move on from this.
Okay,
now.
So
let's pick ourselves up.
What do we want to talk about today?
I don't know. What do you have?
Okay, well.
I mean, I have bunches of stuff. I just said blunches.
Blunches. She's got lots of blunches. Words are difficult.
Bunches of lunches.
So we watched a crazy show on HBO that I'd like to talk about. I mean, you didn't see this, but I'd like to talk about it with
you.
Right.
No, of course. That's how that goes.
Katrina, I started riding my bike every day, multiple miles every day for the past like week and a half now. You're high-fiving me, but you didn't let me finish my sentence. And ever since I started, all I've done is gain weight. Now you're high-fiving that, and I don't know why. There's not really a story that goes along with that.
That's
just
so sad.
It just sucks.
Well, we have been eating really terribly, like shakes and
yeah, but not really. Not every night.
Enough that it's causing you to gain weight.
Every day?
I don't know.
Every day since I started?
Well, how are your bowels working? Same?
You know what? I'm not pooing as much, I don't think.
That's probably why.
You think there's just a lot of poo up in there?
Oh, yeah. I bet you dropped 3 pounds next poo.
Well, I took a big one before I came in here.
Well, why didn't you bring your scale today?
I should have. Well, and every morning I take a poo, and I weigh myself right after that,
mm-hmm.
And it keeps going up. Keeps going up. So, I don't know what's
Let's
up
work
with
that, on
that.
Let's
but
fix
I want to talk a little bit in dangerous territory. I kind of want to talk to Matthew and Cameron. I have a proposal for them.
Oh, no.
Are we getting married?
Not yet. Okay. But,
this is no good.
Generally, this should be a meeting.
Just jump into that
a
now?
Meeting we should do off the air.
Oh.
But we don't
we
really.
We never do that.
We I don't mean, do that.
We shame the other shows when we talked about, like.
Yeah, we just shamed our listeners, our paid subscribers, and ourselves.
I mean, we've done it before, so why not do it again?
Yeah. I don't know if we should jump into it in the first segment.
Okay, fine. We'll wait.
Cameron seems very excited.
He's like, let's go.
Well, that's his general spot.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
He looks like a grandpa.
We could also talk about...
Can we just acknowledge that for a second?
He looks like a grandpa?
Mm-hmm. Because he's got, like, his smoker's jacket on. And
did I call you old man today?
I don't think so.
He does kind of look like an old man.
I feel like I...
Glasses, like you need a cigar,
the old man jacket.
I definitely insulted you in some way this morning. I walked up to you and go, hey, blah, 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 and I think I said old man, but I don't really remember.
I remember you said a lot today, and this is why you shouldn't do drugs.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh.
But that's why you shouldn't do drugs, just for the record.
Yeah.
Also, a special someone in our duo family is celebrating a birthday between now and our next episode. That someone may be a grandpa. So I don't know. I mean, we didn't plan anything for him. I just,
I don't plan on doing it.
Just wanted to say.
Do we really need to?
Where's all the cocaine?
It's out in the hallway.
I mean, I gave you pizza last week, so that's fair.
Katrina did provide him with pizza last week.
So there you go. That's what Katrina does. Oh, you have a birthday? Oh, remember 6 weeks ago when I drove you to the store? Happy birthday.
Yep, that's what I do.
That's what she does.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
I'll bake you some birthday cupcakes or something if
she
you want.
She will eat half of them.
She won't do that.
I will eat half of them, but okay. I will leave half for you.
I will do nothing for your birthday.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, any excuse to eat cupcakes is good with me.
We could talk about this story right up front because I believe the guy who works at Duo, who's our programming lead of program, I don't know why I'm not talking good now.
But you're doing terrible.
Basically, he's also involved in our weight loss challenge that we're not doing anymore.
Yeah, clearly. Because he ate pizza last week and he's got a Coke tonight. Coke, by the way.
This man claims that all you need to do to lose weight is drink diet soda.
No, it's got all the fake sugars in it.
And I have a story right now from the University of Texas. This
Jesus.
Okay, let me just read the title of this. It says, diet soda linked to increased belly fat in older adults. Not even currently, in older adults. Do you want this back?
No, I mean, you can read it. I mean,
well,
I guess.
It's not good because you know how I read.
I think it's
I
pretty...
don't read well.
So, researchers followed a total of 749 Mexican-American and European Americans who were 65 or older when the study started, and the researchers asked about their diet soda and measured their waist circumference, height, and weight when the study began. At the three follow-up points during the study period, increased belly fat, which is usually what causes increased waist circumference, may raise people's risk of cardiovascular disease and other health issues because it increases inflammation. Basically, this thing says that people who drink diet soda every day have an increased risk of stroke and heart attack, and it will also increase your belly fat because your body basically resets to not know what sugar is anymore, and so it can't process other foods as well as it should, and it also resets the bacteria in your stomach, you know, their natural bacteria, and so it basically says that... you should just not drink diet soda either. And if you're going to drink soda, drink it in moderation and only drink regular soda. So, yeah. Well, see, Nick is now sphinxing everybody and saying that he never said that diet soda is good for you. But have you ever seen him not order a diet soda? Like, all he orders is diet soda.
This is also the same man that said Witch and Smash Burger were the same level of healthy.
That is true. He did also say that.
Are you kidding?
Delicious, so. He did say that too.
What?
We just don't trust him at all.
But
if I met this kid,
in fairness to him,
I don't think so.
He is winning the weight loss challenge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How? Oh, because you guys quit.
No,
he's
just legitimately doing better than us.
How many pounds down is he compared to us?
I don't know, but if he's not up 15, he's beating me.
All right. What is my starting weight?
I don't remember. It was like 2:34 or something like that.
See, I was saying 2:34. I remember 2:45.
All that really matters is that Matthew is 175 pounds and is a mutant goblin person.
But it doesn't matter because weight does not equate to looks.
Nope. No, it doesn't.
It does not.
No. Nope. No.
Is this supposed to be news to me?
No.
Okay.
No, if you have mirrors. I mean, generally, they're always cracked because you see, but, I mean, you can still get snippets of your face in the shattered mirror, but anyway, okay, that's it.
Wow, that was a great first segment.
What did you want to accomplish that we didn't?
I don't know.
Katrina Madness, woo!
Again, you both have said it now before I have. I'm not even going
to
say it.
I still have 30 minutes before, to win the bet.
Yeah, that means I have to say it 5 times.
Say
so
what?
I win the bet.
I didn't say 5 times.
I said 5 times. You said under.
We don't understand how this game works.
I said over under 50 minutes. So if you say Katrina Madness any number of times between now and 50 minutes, anyone who takes the under wins the bet. If you say it after 50 minutes, the people who took the over win the bet.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we didn't
I took
understand
the under.
How that worked.
So I have 30 minutes to make you say Katrina Madness.
All the more reason not to.
That's true.
Now she's definitely not going to.
Exactly.
But Chris can take the over.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try real hard.
You're going to say it.
I'm probably going to.
All right. Well,
but not yet.
Let's take our first break.
Good, because it's freaking hot.
It is really hot.
I'm going to fix that.
And we'll
don't be like Matthew.
Exactly.
Yeah, Matthew.
Maybe the other way around.
Well, actually, wait. Will you take your shirt off tonight if it gets really hot?
Nope.
That's a yes?
Sure, yeah.
That's a yes? So, yeah, okay.
If I can't fix the heat, then probably.
Hey, I'm trying to take a break here.
Okay, fucking take a break.
Okay, we'll be
right
back. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the Internet!
Love it. So, this is segment number 2.
Hopefully better than segment number 1.
We do have a game to play, and I do want to get to it, but I feel like we should... get to like the brackets. Also, I'd like to talk about the tournament, and I do think more importantly though is this crazy madman notebook
madman
that you have in front of you that I'm assuming you're using to do your wedding details.
Yes. I just really like that it says Buffalo brand.
My dad gave it to me.
Can I look at this?
No.
Buffalo brand native grasses, a specialty from Sharp Brothers Seed Company. This is
terrifying.
This is gorgeous right
it's
here.
Quality.
I don't even know where camera 2 is.
It's right there. You're good. Put it to your left a little bit.
Beautiful
to your
right
left
there.
A little bit. Up a little bit. Forward, 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 forward.
My arm doesn't go any farther.
Lean.
There we go.
There you go.
That's beautiful. Look at that. Buffalo brand. Don't know what
he
that is.
He got it like 8 years ago or more.
But there's a lot of crazy sketches in there and stuff. So what's all in that notebook?
You really want to go through
this? Yeah, just let me know. I mean, we don't have to go through it line by line, but you can kind of give me a summary.
I mean, I've got, like, the 4 points where it says, like, the bar service and prices. I've got my photographer's information and
Cameron
prices.
Just got something funny on his phone and then looked at me like, don't ask me what I got. And he's still looking at me and shaking his head. I'm going to practice self-control.
Good idea.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead. What do you got?
I mean, as always, I just kind of, like, swipe. I have my invitation list, and I've been trying to figure out numbers for how many people are going to be in attendance and how many invites, etc.
Okay.
I have a mock expense sheet.
Aren't you supposed to count, like, based on RSVPs?
Well, I have to do my save the date, so I still have to get a random number of people I'm inviting to get to at least get a number of how many invites.
So are these the people that you're inviting,
yeah,
and the people you haven't written next to them you're not inviting?
What?
So,
no,
like,
no, no, no.
This
all
lady
of those,
who lives in Pocahontas, Arkansas?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
That's a great
one. I
don't
want to talk about it.
Okay.
That's all family. That first sheet's all family. That's also all family. And then the other two are
How
friends.
Does a member of your family end up at a place called Pocahontas, Arkansas?
You really? I don't.
Arkansas?
I can't answer that question because I didn't really know she was there until all of a sudden it was on
Is
Facebook.
Is this Rhode Island?
Are you kidding me?
It's Wheaton, Road, R.D.
R.D. is not Rhode Island.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be Kansas.
Nothing.
It's supposed to be Kansas.
Okay, Katrina just didn't time it right.
I was going to say Rhode Island is R.I.
Well, I was trying to see like where most of her family lived, and they all live in Kansas and Oklahoma.
Most of them are Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska.
Except for the one person who lives in Pocahontas, Arkansas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Abbotses on here.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there were this many Abbotses out in the world.
That's only like first cousins.
Do you know there's an Abbotts in Lawrence?
That's my cousin.
That's terrifying.
He's like 20, 21. He just turned 21.
Cameron could have ran into him.
I doubt it.
Cameron used to go to Lawrence all the time for women.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But now he's a eunuch, so.
So I have
Oh, so here's the friends. Here's the friends, I see.
I need to add another person.
I want to know how many down the list we are. Oh, we're not even on this list.
We're not on the list.
That's why I told you I need to write you down, because I was planning on hand delivering yours, and I was like, well, shit, I still need
we don't get a stamp?
As a number. No, you don't get a stamp.
That's okay. I don't blame you for that.
Cameron doesn't even get the invite. Why would I? Don't worry, there's a Facebook party coming.
Yay, Facebook party!
You know
that's what Cameron really cares
it's
about.
It's just so
he
many of these
come to
people
the
on here sound like old people.
Like who?
Phyllis.
Yeah, she's old.
Ernest and Nyla or Nilla.
Nyla.
Yeah, it's Ernest.
Ernest.
Orlean.
Call him Ernie. Those are church people.
Ardell.
And family friends. That's actually a cousin.
Eugene. Aura. Vera.
Vera's my neighbor.
And then randomly, Asim and Tasneem Mathani's on here.
It's Malia's parents.
I know. I
and
figured
it's Asim.
It's about, whatever.
And Tasneem.
No, it's Malie. Isn't it Malie?
Yeah.
And these other people over here. These people have pretty normal names.
I need to add Mitchell on there.
Why does Sarah Pavlou sound familiar to me?
She was my roommate in the apartment.
I think at one point we picked her up and she said something mean about you.
Sarah would never say anything.
Not like mean intentionally.
Oh, no. She's the girl who I said I was gay to and pretended to be gay the whole ride.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And like we would drive by Ben and I'm like, check that guy out.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was totally.
That was a good one. I need to bring that bit up more often. Make strangers think I'm gay. It's a fun one.
The rest of my thing is just random stuff, like a to-do list that I need to actually update. And then I need to make a list of the photos I want. And now I'm working on a list of the flowers I need, how many people need corsages, who's getting a corsage, bouquets,
this sounds horrible. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Why not?
Is eternal love worth this much work?
Yes.
No.
Nah.
No.
I could save a couple thousand if I didn't, but... And by a couple, I mean like tens.
I mean, what if you took all the money you were spending on your wedding and gave
bought
it
a car?
And give it to the Democratic Republic of Congo? Think of how much better your money would be spent there. No? You're just going to let those children die over there?
No, I would do more than just put my money there. I would make sure that it's actually going to work.
Okay, well, why don't you do that?
I'll get married instead.
What if all the children you could help come starving to your wedding and stare at you while you're confessing your eternal love? Yeah, make that face at you, which Katrina's
is
not looking at. You're still going to have to keep making that face. She's purposely not looking.
I know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, you're like my mom. She writes on envelopes all the time.
No, this is what my mom did.
Oh, my God. It's an old mom thing.
Ugh.
Oh, that's weird. Is your mom from Oklahoma?
I think she was born there.
So was my mom. Do you think it's an Oklahoma
it's
mom thing?
It's a southern thing.
That's weird.
Well,
to write on envelopes.
No, because my grandma did that, and she had like blank envelopes that she kept in case.
Your grandma's old.
She's from Kansas. She's from Wheaton her whole life.
Where's Wheaton? Is Wheaton right down on the border though?
Actually, I take that back. Wheaton is where I'm from. I live between Wheaton and Onega. They're like
they're right over here,
2 miles apart.
So I should know it because they're right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because I've said Wheaton before.
No, I don't listen to what you say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my grandma's actually from Bremen, which is up by the Nebraska border.
Oh.
Border.
So she's northerner to us.
Maybe it's just like an old lady thing.
It might just be an old lady thing.
It might just be a time period thing.
People just wrote on envelopes. Yeah. But back then you would use envelopes. Yeah, so like writing on it would be a waste of an envelope.
No. Because if it's already been used, then it's like
used.
It's not wasting it.
You got to not write on your stamp for your stamp collection.
Oh, no.
Because old people love their stamps.
My mom cuts off stamps.
Oh, I bet she does. Because old people... She reuses stamps?
Why else would she cut them out?
Oh, my God.
She cuts them out and she has a freaking dump. It pisses me off.
She keeps a collection of old stamps she does not use.
I don't want these, but yes, she does that.
That's horrible. You know you're probably going to get those when she dies. She's going to leave you
and
her stamps.
You know what's
going to
happen? It's going to get burned. one big fire. All of it.
Burn the entire fire. That's great. Okay.
Well, so, yeah,
that's that.
What other? You know what? I was just about to ask you what other possessions of your mother's you'd burn when she died, but all I don't want to go down that road.
All of it.
Don't. Yeah. No.
I know. Okay. Clothes, so NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Care at all?
I mean, I want to, but I haven't had time to even pay attention.
Did you fill out a bracket?
Of course not.
Okay.
But to be fair, I've never filled out a bracket.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Even when I was fully invested in it.
Katrina. That's not a Katrina.
I planned on this, and so I have come prepared.
I could make a copy of one of the old ladies did her bracket.
We're going to fill out a bracket.
She had a bracket like Monday morning. She
had it. On the air.
Okay.
But my bracket is something that we all care about. Today.
Since when?
We are going to have a battle to determine who the hottest man is.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. This is an event we can get behind, right?
But.
No?
Not in this room,
okay,
right?
Good. Okay.
No, like in just these are all hot men.
Okay.
Katrina
okay.
looked around like,
what? No, that'd be easy. Cameron, hottest man. End of
but
discussion.
Not today. Not today. He's kind of on the. He's kind of.
Who's
like...
hotter than Cameron today? Because it ain't him. It ain't him, and it can't be me.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Keep going.
Less old man.
I want to see
there
that
we go,
tattoo.
There we go.
Okay, so you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. First, into the bracket. Will Smith or Chris Pine?
I don't know who Chris Pine looks like.
Chris Pine is a guy from Star Trek. Plays Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine.
Now I would also,
I'm going to have to look these up.
I would also like to say, I shouldn't point this out, but I'm going to.
Oh, no.
Will Smith is the only black man on this list.
Oh, no.
And just because of affirmative action, I feel like he needs to beat Chris Pine. But Chris Pine is so much sexier than Will Smith.
Much better.
That's a bad matchup.
I know.
Ooh,
I just randomized it.
Yeah,
Chris Pine
for sure.
Okay, Chris Pine. Chris Pine goes in. Okay.
Sorry, Will Smith.
We know who's going to win the next round. Colin Firth or Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel.
Definitely Vin Diesel, right?
Oh, I love me
now,
so
see,
Vin
the next ratchet's going to be hard because it's going to be between Chris and Vin. That's going to be tough.
That's going to be hard.
All right, the next one.
Aww,
Leonardo DiCaprio or Liam Neeson?
DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right, DiCaprio it is. Okay. Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Or Jeremy Renner?
Who's Jeremy Renner?
Oh, my God, Katrina.
You know I live under a rock. Why would you even think that this would be a good idea?
Because
Jeremy Renner.
I don't know. I don't know. Brad Pitt's pretty hot. I think Brad Pitt's
hot. I hate
hot.
Brad Pitt, just with a passion.
You hate him or you hate his looks?
Both.
Like, take his personality out of it.
Is it beard Brad Pitt?
It's any Brad. It's like, it's Tyler Durden Brad Pitt.
I'm gonna go with Jeremy Renner.
Okay, Jeremy Renner it is. Chris, who did you pick?
Jeremy Renner.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds. Or Christian Bale?
Ryan Reynolds.
Chris, what do you say here?
Christian Bale.
Oh, no. We're getting a tiebreaker. Cameron?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes!
I would go Christian Bale.
I don't like Ryan Reynolds.
I love him.
Ashley?
Oh. Yes!
I didn't. Matthew? Jeremy Renner? Or sorry, Ryan
don't,
Reynolds?
Don't
Reynolds
answer that question! Bale. Because you're going to just piss me off.
His vote doesn't count. Who? Batman or the Green Lantern? See how I loaded it, that question right there?
Yeah. Well, that's stupid. Stupid.
Totally Ryan
no kidding.
Goes.
Even I'd go
Adam Levine or Shia LaBeouf?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Okay. I thought that one would be harder.
I don't like Shia. Either of them very much, but...
I like even Steven Shia.
All right.
Even Steven.
Even gross. That's nasty.
I know, right?
What's wrong with you?
I had to say it.
Oh, Katrina.
Hugh Jackman?
Ooh.
Or Daniel Craig?
Hugh Jackman.
Huge. Ackman.
Sure.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher or Zac Efron?
Ashton Kutcher.
I don't know.
That's tough, isn't it?
I know.
Because they're both kind of douchey.
I also saw Zac Efron recently on like a commercial for a new movie, so...
I don't like his teeth gap.
Zac Efron has a tooth gap?
Yes.
First of all, it's called a diastema. Let's please refer to it by its proper name.
I don't like Zac Efron's diastema.
Who's Zac Efron or who?
Ashton Kutcher. I don't feel like Zac Efron has a diastema.
I'm looking it up.
I don't
he
feel
does.
Like he does.
He does.
It's not like a Michael Strahan one, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, but...
I don't know how anyone listens to that man. I watched 30 seconds of Regis and, or like, well, Regis is Michael dead. And Michael and Kelly, whatever
he
it is.
He does not.
I know, he's a gorgeous specimen. I don't know who Chris is thinking of.
No, he totally does. Oh. I'm going to find a photo.
He totally does not.
That one you can kind of see one.
Let me
it's
see
like
this.
Really, really tiny.
Okay, when he was
I can't
younger,
make it bigger.
Look at him now from when he was younger.
Okay,
he,
yeah, okay.
He got
but
it fixed,
he, obviously.
I guess.
In which
guess
case.
Well, money will fix all beauty.
In which case, who do you choose? He was really good in The Lucky One.
I vote Zach.
That's what I was going
to
say. I
Cameron
vote
Zach.
Ever.
Okay, Zach moves forward to the round of 16.
Because he was really good in
all right.
The Lucky One.
Chris Evans. Captain America,
yeah,
or Tom Hardy. That's a tough one too, because Tom Hardy's got the accent going for him.
I'm gonna have to go Chris Evans.
I think I'll go Chris Evans too.
Yeah, that's who I say.
Sorry, Tom Hardy. If you weren't matched up against Chris Evans, I think you would have done it.
Like if he would have been up against Ashton Kutcher.
This might be the hardest one on the bracket. This one right here might be the hardest.
Are you sure
one.
About that?
Chris Hemsworth, Thor. Or David Beckham?
Oh, Thor.
David Beckham.
That's as hard, isn't it?
David Beckham. I gotta go for the sporty guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Wasn't Chris Hemsworth in the rugby movie, though?
I think so. I think he was in.
And he drove race cars.
Okay, so Chris Hemsworth is Thor, so then it's his brother who's in the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I actually like his brother more.
Well, his brother is not who we're talking about here.
And because, I don't know, like, that's too much for me. Even, like, I mean...
It's too much for you?
Vin Diesel,
you need more
Vin
of a Mark
a
level.
No, I just need a little lesser. Like, a little less. Like, I love my
So are you voting for Hemsworth?
No.
So you're voting for Beckham?
Yes.
So Beckham, Hemsworth?
Yeah.
I think I vote Hemsworth, too. Okay, Ashley, we gotta go to tiebreak. Oh!
That's not a tiebreak because it was 3-1.
No, Hemsworth.
Yeah, me and Chris are Hemsworth. Beckham.
Oh, my bad. I was
all right.
Shocker.
Sorry, Thor. You have to release the hammer. Yeah, Ashley likes the tattoos. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This is a bad...
Look at that.
I mean, I'm a Hemsworth man.
Yeah,
I want him to hit me in the face with his hammer, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'll let him hit me in the face with his ball. Like
just
that,
one.
Like
just dangling it.
I mean, hey... whatever it takes.
It's sharp.
Whatever I can get.
Okay.
Next one.
This is a bad matchup for poor Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's Jake Gyllenhaal versus Matthew McConaughey.
I don't know. I used to like McConaughey, but in recent years, I'm kind of over him.
I mean, he's kind of weird. Like, you got to get past the weirdness factor.
Okay. So, Matthew McConaughey or who?
Matthew McConaughey.
That's how what I used to refer to him as.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal.
I have to see if there's a recent picture of him. Because he hasn't really been in a lot that I know can remember.
That was driving my
The picture
Lincoln.
That comes up on IMDb.
And I passed
is a little
Jake Gyllenhaal.
But he's got those blue eyes.
And I realized that
Please pick quickly so we can
so
get done with
so much hotter than Jake
Seth's,
Gyllenhaal.
Matthew McConaughey
I know.
Impression.
See, it's got that boy charm.
Come on, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Because he's got like old man face. He's got old man face. Check this out. Old man face.
I'm
gross. Well, what movie was he doing? That was The Mechanist.
I'm a real man.
I don't know. I mean,
Texas.
He's also doing the Like Mike. Okay, whatever. We're voting Jake.
That's a big bowl.
Stop it.
We have to go to our tiebreaker.
Who'd you vote for?
McConaughey.
Okay, who do you vote for? McConaughey. Good choice.
Good choice.
McConaughey it is. Okay. Now,
can you put a little mark there so we can be separate?
No.
Sorry. Sometimes there's an upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Sometimes there's an upset. Joe Manganiello Manello, the wolf from True Blood, or
the
big guy from Magic Mike.
I have to hold on.
You have to look. You might have to look him up.
I have an issue.
You'll know him when you see him. He's just got a weird name.
Just look up True Blood.
What is happening to
my headphones are coming out and I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Okay, what were the names?
Here, I'll...
His name is Joe Manganiello Danello Manello Baronello.
Manganiello.
There it is. School of Beauty.
Manganiello.
I gotta see this person. I don't know.
Manganiello.
Okay. The other person?
The other person is Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Why'd I even look the other guy up?
Channing Tatum. There's like another...
Okay.
Person. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Joe. Bad matchup for poor Joe.
You're old.
Okay.
You're old. Like McConaughey.
I have a hunch that this one will divide the room.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No. Chris Pratt or Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's really hard for me.
Because I think I'm a Chris Pratt guy.
Because on Men I Would Sleep With, both of those men are in top.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But for totally different reasons for me.
Chris Pratt has like the boyish charm, yeah. Whereas Downey Jr. has that like mystery asshole kind of.
Like Robert Downey Jr. would sleep with you and then immediately leave.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt would sleep with you and then cook you breakfast.
Yeah. But I heard he liked bugs and I can't go there.
He likes bugs.
Him and Anna Faris have a creepy bug, dead bug collection, and that's why they're together.
I gotta go Chris Pratt.
I can't.
Katrina, who's your final choice?
And I need to see a recent picture of Junior.
He looks like Iron Man.
Of Junior.
He looks like Iron Man. Yeah, there you go. You know Iron Man? Yeah, he looks just like that.
He's also getting old.
That happens to people.
There was also this really cute thing where he gave this kid without an arm a
Would you
Iron
quit
Man
talking
arm,
to him?
And I mean, that's
see,
pretty adorable.
But look
adorable.
At that. But look at that.
It's a good look. I mean,
I'm going to go with Chris Pratt because he's old, and that's kind of how I've been going with some of the other ones.
Wow, I did not think it would be that upsetting to poor Robert Downey.
All right,
we're going
Robert
to Pratt.
Jr.
Okay.
Sorry, dude.
Gerard, I got one more.
Oh, Gerard Butler.
He's coming up. I skipped this one. Justin Timberlake or Bradley Cooper?
Timberlake.
Well, I know you hate Cooper, so you
No, I actually am on board with Cooper now.
Why?
I heard an interview with him, and I think he's a really cool guy now.
That's crazy.
Because he's still hotter, though.
You can't cheat.
I wasn't cheating. I was looking at the names again, so I didn't have to ask.
Justin Timberlake and Bradley Cooper. Sexy back or Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, no. We got a split over here. Cameron?
I got to say Bradley Cooper because I went scuba diving with this guy who looked like him.
Anyway.
That's all I need to know.
That's how your wetsuit broke.
Yeah.
Too much pressure from the inside. That's what it was. I'm also going to vote Bradley, so he wins. I mean,
he's
a man's man, though, Bradley Cooper. Like,
he's
the McConaughey
dumbass.
Yeah, that just
I
doesn't
hate
does
Bradley
it for
Cooper.
Me.
Yeah, look at him. See,
he
it's
just looks funny.
Compared to Bradley Cooper? No.
All right. It's not okay.
I just hate Bradley Cooper so much.
Gerard Butler or Ryan Gosling?
Oh, no. Why would you do this to me?
I don't like Ryan Gosling, and I'm going to have to pick Ryan.
Really, you don't like Gerard Butler?
I think
Butler?
I'd have to pick Ryan Gosling as well.
There's this total douche in Wichita. His name is Kevin Schnittler or something like that. He's
that?
A guy. If you watched Men of Wit, Acid Trip, which is one of the funniest videos ever made, he's a guy who wears all white, and he thinks that he looks like Ryan Gosling.
He doesn't.
Based off that alone, I have to vote for Gerard Butler.
Oh, I have to go with Ryan Gosling though. He's got the better picture.
I mean, yeah.
How can you say no to that?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
How can you say no to that?
Yeah, that's his photo.
All I can see when I look at that picture is him eating cereal, and it ruins it for me.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so, Chris, who do you vote for?
Gosling.
Oh, no, we're split again. All right, Ashley.
No, didn't you? It's three.
Three against
it's
you.
It's three for Gosling?
Three against you. It's an upset.
She's going with Gosling
Ashley
anyway.
Would have won with Gosling anyway. All right, I'm going to draw a picture of a duck. Okay, last one. John Hamm or George Clooney?
Oh,
I'm so over George Clooney.
I gotta go with Hamm.
Give her the Hamm.
Well, Hamm it is because Katrina's obviously done with Clooney.
He didn't wear underwear for a long time.
Yeah, Chris likes him because his schlong is massive. That's the only reason.
And he didn't wear underwear, and that's amazing.
I don't like him, so I'm just not gonna vote.
You have to vote.
I don't like him.
You have to vote.
This is an American politics. Throw out your vote.
I'm going to vote. Oh, man, that's hard. I don't know.
He's not good looking, and neither is George Clooney. Like, neither one is good for me. Like, it's just gross.
You got to pick one.
It's okay. I can get rid of him because I've got what's-his-face. So I'll just go with him, and we'll vote him out later.
Okay.
Because Ryan Gosling is going to win on that one, so done.
I don't know.
I'm not too worried.
I don't know. Okay. Now we're into the Sweet 16.
Ooh. I'm getting it so hard.
Okay. She said you're gonna get so hard. Is
that too?
Said?
That will work too.
You saved that
it's gonna happen.
That's perfect.
That's totally what she said.
Yeah, I need that on the board for next week, please. All right.
I mean, it's accurate as well, but
Chris Pine or Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel. I'm gonna get voted out though.
Chris Pine. I don't like Vin Diesel.
This one's really hard because I can really see myself just crawling up both these men's chests.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really into Vin Diesel's chest, but like Chris Pine's hair, like, I just want to apply my own hair gel.
Oh, Chris Pine.
It's okay.
So you're Diesel, you're Pine.
I'm outvoted.
Cameron?
He just said Pine. I'm outvoted. It's cool.
I'm going to vote Diesel. Just so there's a fair tiebreaker, because I do love Vin Diesel. He's the woman I came with, I feel like, you know. He's the woman.
Well,
we
talked about sharing him at one time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
all right, Ashley, who's the tiebreaker?
Yeah!
Oh, Diesel in the upset.
For high
terrible
five
choice.
No, I was just happy.
Okay. Terrible choice.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Or Jeremy Renner.
I have to look him up again.
Oh my God.
Jesus. I think it's going to be Leonardo DiCaprio, though.
I mean, if he has that forgettable of a face, it has to be DiCaprio, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, Cameron votes Renner.
Renner.
Oh, Chris votes Renner.
Leonardo. I'll go with Leonardo.
Oh, I also want to go with Leonardo.
Okay,
Ashley. Oh,
lame.
Renner. Just like an Oscar.
It's okay. It's
escapes
okay.
His grasp. That's what happens. Okay, next one.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds or Adam Levine?
Ryan Reynolds.
Levine.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Reynolds it is. I hate Adam Levine. Okay. Hugh Jackman or Zac Efron?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Okay, that one is easy. Sorry, Zac. You barely made it into the round of 16. Chris Evans or David Beckham?
Evans.
Captain America or David Beckham?
I'll go with Chris Evans.
Okay. Chris Evans gets in to the Elite Eight. That's what it is. We just want to lay naked and let the Avengers have their way with their bodies.
Because Robert Downey Jr. didn't make it through.
But Chris Pratt did.
We beat out Thor.
We
all
scared. We like half the...
Yeah, exactly. Matthew McConaughey.
Nope.
Or Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that's so easy,
right? Yeah,
Channing
Tatum.
Yeah.
He's the whole package.
He really is.
Okay, Chris Pratt or Bradley Cooper?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
It's hard, isn't it?
Hold on. I gotta look.
Oh, God.
I still think I'm gonna vote Chris Pratt for the exact same reason I put Pratt through over Downey. I like that he's kind of the boyish charm.
Okay, yeah. Chris Pratt
wins.
Because I still feel like Pratt can protect me if unnecessary. But he can laugh with me.
I was going to say, Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty just chill. I like that.
Okay, it's unanimous,
that's
Pratt.
That's really him.
It's unanimous. All right, Ryan Gosling or John Hamm?
Ryan
John
Gosling.
Hamm over here.
John Hamm.
Gosling. Yes!
Oh. Oh, yeah!
Damn
Hamm
you!
It is!
In the lower half.
Ham, it is.
Give me some of that ham.
Okay. He's a hot dude.
It's okay.
You've
it's
ever
okay.
Seen a picture of him?
Chris Pratt will take over. He'll be okay. Next round. We got this.
All right. We move into the Elite Eight.
Yep.
All right. Vin Diesel or Jeremy Renner?
Vin Diesel.
Jeremy Renner.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel for me.
Yes!
Also.
Yes.
Vin Diesel
in
the final four.
He's terrible.
Yeah, let's
He's
high
so
five on
ugly.
That. Yeah.
If he wins,
what
I'm gonna throw this table.
Yes.
I thought we were pro Avengers.
No, not
terrible.
When Vin Diesel's in the mix.
Vin Diesel is so ugly.
And Hawkeye's barely an Avenger.
And so dumb.
That was the only reason.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds or Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman for me as well. Katrina's
well,
obviously.
Then it doesn't matter.
Well, it does because I want to know your preference. You know, if we ever run into these people,
we gotta know who's helping.
We need to know.
I mean, probably Ryan Reynolds, but okay. I'm okay with either. It's pretty split for me.
Let's see. Which Chris is this? I gotta figure out which Chris it is. I just wrote Chris.
Chris Pratt.
I think it's Chris.
This is
Evans.
Chris Evans. Chris Evans versus Channing Tatum.
Oh.
This is tough.
Chris Evans.
That's who I was going to say was Chris Evans.
Honestly, I'm going to vote Tatum, but Evans makes
you're
it.
You're out of luck.
Okay. The final battle here. Chris Pratt versus John Hamm.
Chris Pratt.
I also vote Pratt on this one.
Yes! Finally!
I have to do Pratt.
Kick him out.
We got Chris versus Chris.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Right now, the final four. Are we ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Vin Diesel or Hugh Jackman?
Well, we know how this one's going to play out.
Hugh Jackman.
Come on.
I'm going to stick with Vin Diesel. And I'm guessing you are too, Katrina.
He's going to win.
Okay.
It's not fair.
Yes.
This is
This is awesome.
I love it.
I love having Ashley in the studio. She's
This is the worst. He's so ugly. He's never won People's Sexiest Man Alive, so your thing is wrong.
Riddick just destroyed Wolverine, and I'm very happy about that.
I mean, I'm just glad you brought back Riddick.
Riddick is
people
the
don't
best.
Know who that is.
Riddick
this
is
terrible, right. Cameron. Me and Cameron.
It was not. You take that
walk
back.
Out. Just protest.
It's literally the only movie I've ever watched with Colby where Colby fell asleep. I watched the whole thing though. I'm glad he fell asleep.
I'm pretty sure
me a chance
I passed
to take my pants
out
off.
In the middle of this. As
yeah,
well.
Chris went actually to bed. She actually left and went to bed. Colby fell asleep on the couch. In his defense, it was the director's cut and it was 3 hours long. But it was 3 hours of Vin Diesel, so I'm all in it.
Terrible.
All right, this one's gonna
how
be difficult.
How can you?
I'm on your side.
We can't even play anymore.
He's gonna
win.
You guys are so mad.
I hate Vin Diesel. I refuse to play.
The only reason he continues is because of a tiebreaker.
Hey, I mean,
her vote
shit
matters.
Happens.
Her vote
shit
matters.
Happens.
Okay, this is gonna be difficult. This is
no,
gonna be
it's
really
not
hard.
Because Vin Diesel's gonna win. So me and Cameron,
we're not there yet. We're
not
there
yet.
Yet.
Participating.
Chris Pratt or Chris Evans?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Evans.
I think Chris I'm gonna Pratt. Vote. I think I'm gonna vote Pratt. Also,
yes.
You really think Chris Pratt is gonna outweigh Vin Diesel in the end?
Neither will
you
Evans.
Gotta think of the end game.
No, that's the problem. Neither one of those.
Guys Damn straight. Because me and
terrible.
Katrina are gonna be beating him.
Right, because you two are gonna vote for him, and then she's gonna.
I mean, you don't know. I could.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
That's true.
Angry.
He's so ugly. We hate him. I hope he dies.
Oh, yeah.
No!
Oh my lord. How dare you?
He's old. He's
you know,
he's 47.
I forgot the guy's name that died in Fast and Furious, but I'm sad if
he's
him
only,
and not Vin
he's
Diesel.
Only 12 years older.
It should have been Vin Diesel.
Because Chris Pratt is 35. 35 to 47. So 12 years.
All right.
Okay.
What were we doing?
It's Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel.
Your championship game.
I can't take it, Cameron.
Vin Diesel or Chris Pratt? This is hard. This is really difficult.
Not at all.
All right. Cameron, what's your vote?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
Chris Pratt.
What's your vote?
No, I want to hear your vote.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Ashley, what's your vote? Oh, no. No matter what, Chris Pratt's going to win.
I actually want Chris Pratt. So.
Vin Diesel, I still want you. All right. That's okay. That's it.
He was People's Sexiest Man Alive this year.
Chris Pratt.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, he's got a better picture.
Oh, he is pretty hot in that
so
photo. I'm there.
That's where I had to change my vote.
Okay.
And I had to go agree with the hold the younger thing because.
So Chris Pratt, the sexiest man alive. There you go.
That was people's vote as well.
I do feel bad about voting Will Smith out in the very first round. I do feel like that's racist, but
a couple of people got really bum, you know, placement.
Well,
they did. They
also,
really did. Like Will Smith
like,
versus Chris Pine, that's tough.
I feel like Will Smith was not the best representation. Like,
well, it wouldn't matter. Anyone in the top half of the bracket would have lost out to Vin Diesel. Like Hugh Jackman got beat by Vin Diesel, which I stand by.
Outrage.
But I could hear an argument that that's an outrage. I could hear
outrage.
That. So let's do another bracket, a shorter bracket that I think everyone could get behind for Katrina's sake. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do a bracket of the best barnyard animals.
Oh, fuck you. The person.
This will be much less rage filled.
I don't
so,
know.
Number one.
Hold on. Can we just take a second? That's who my vote is.
Who is that?
Do you not know?
No, who was that?
Tyrese Gibson?
Oh, he's the worst.
Are you kidding me? No.
Boo.
Katrina.
Yeah.
He's so good looking, though.
Okay. Well, he's black. He should have been in there.
Terry Crews, man, all the way.
Four Brothers is the main one.
He's Fast
in
and Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. He's also in Transformers.
She just named three really bad movies.
He's one of the military. He's one of the military guys. It's the first three that were on there.
Okay.
He's in better movies than that.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's Tyrese.
He was on America's Next Top Model.
He's at best a D-list actor.
That's how bad he is that he was on America's Next Top Model.
Okay. We can do this bracket quickly. Here we go.
Okay, go.
Pig versus a swan.
Pig.
Swan.
I vote pig. A tiebreaker. Swan beats pig? This is... I don't agree with this.
she likes me.
No.
Yeah, Swan's not really a barn animal.
I had to like expand the field to get a 16 here. Oxen versus a goat.
Goat.
I like the ox just because
I'm gonna go
random.
Goat. Goat moves through. Goat moves through.
Duck. I feel like we need the goat screaming for this. What?
Duck or a dog?
Dog.
Duck, you said? I vote duck. Duck moves through.
We're not getting any of this.
You guys got Swan,
yeah,
okay? You beat
Swan.
Pig. That would have been my one seed. Pig is the best barnyard animal.
This is like Pig. Kentucky losing in the first round.
A cat or a rat?
A cat.
Now think what rats do, though.
Cat.
Cat.
Cat it is.
Who eats the cat? Who eats the rat?
Matthew, probably.
Valid.
Goose or a chicken?
Chicken.
You vote chicken, Cameron?
I just don't like geese.
Chicken it is. Okay?
They freak me out.
Sheep or a cow?
Cow.
We've sheep. Never made it to the end of this song before.
Sheep.
I vote cow.
Sheep, 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 sheep.
We need a tiebreaker then, don't we?
No.
They cow. Were. Cow.
Okay.
Cow, cow.
You were the lone sheep.
I have enough cows.
Horse or a donkey?
Horse.
Horse.
Donkey. Horses are worthless.
No, they're not.
Yes, one thing a horse does.
They're better than freaking donkeys.
Name one thing a horse does.
A horse can actually corral the cows.
It cannot.
It can't do.
A horse can
because
take
it's charging
you
at the cows and the cows just run.
That's
not corralling.
A horse can take you somewhere.
A donkey can take you somewhere. Jesus Christ of Nazareth rode on a donkey. Read your Bible.
Well, you need a horse to make a donkey, so let's just leave it.
You need a horse to make a donkey?
Yeah.
There's some weird perverted sex thing here that happens on the barnyard I didn't know about.
Yep.
Just right. Move on.
Well, I guess horse wins, even though that's crap. All right, a llama or a rooster?
A llama.
Rooster.
Llama, that's sweet.
Yeah, I vote llama also. Plus chicken made it in, so.
Yeah.
Well, but rooster's my nickname. I had to go with rooster.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
Now we're into the Elite Eight. A swan or a goat?
Goat.
Goat wins. Goat it is.
Goat.
Remember, we're voting best barnyard animal here. Duck or a cat?
Duck.
Duck.
Duck it is. I also vote duck. A chicken or a cow?
Chicken.
Cow.
Cow.
Cow it is. I also vote cow. Cow and chicken. That should have been the championship game. Horse or a llama?
Llama.
Llama.
Yeah, llama's so much better. Okay.
Llama, llama, duck. Llama, llama, duck.
Now, into the Elite Eight. A goat, or sorry, this is the Final Four. A goat or a duck?
Goat.
Goat.
I also vote goat. And cow or a llama?
Llama!
Llama.
Llama. Can we just take a second and
I don't know. I feel
mention
like
the YouTube video that has the llama duck song?
I don't know that song.
I do.
But I do I feel like I'm going to vote for cow. Because it is the best barnyard animal besides a pig. So I'm standing by cow.
I said llama.
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 God, you guys are bastards. You don't know your barnyard animals.
No.
I'm more upset about this one than I am with the man. And that's something to be said for that.
Well, I'm kind of sad pig got knocked out in the first round.
And your championship game, goat or a llama?
Goat. Goat.
Llama!
I'm going to vote llama. No!
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 Battle of the
and
sexes.
The goat pulls off the upset.
I didn't win either of these brackets.
That's why you're really
just
upset.
Like my real life NCAA bracket. It's worthless. It's tender. It's horrible. Get it out. There's no way goat is the best barnyard animal.
Well, pig is the best barnyard animal but got knocked out in the first round.
By a swan!
That was a terrible decision.
Quit looking at me, Swan.
That's why I won in my
All right, well, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play a fun game.
Another one?
Created by Matthew and Cameron.
Oh, no. This is going to be terrifying.
Yay.
It will be. I guarantee it.
I cannot wait. All right, we'll be right back. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's
on the Internet.
I know. It's
becoming
creepy, though. It's like, I need to change it up or something.
I thought you were gonna like not say that and like screw with us, but you didn't.
No, I said I'm doing it right. You guys yelled at me the last time I didn't do it right, so I'm doing it right this time.
So have we hit 50 minutes yet?
Oh, we have.
Success.
Oh man, I should have been like Vin Diesel, or I should have been like someone you hate, who's someone you don't like, George Clooney, or Brett Katrina Pitt. Madness. No, you'd have had to say Katrina Madness.
Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't
but
do that, though.
We will never know.
I did not do that, though. So, shame on me. Anyway, let's get right down to the game. Hold on, let's do a patent fade out. Okay. All right, let's see here. You loaded them up on this card. Oh, my Lord, there's 10 of them.
Oh.
Okay. So, a little setup for this game right here.
I'm scared.
I have asked Matthew to describe to us.
He's like pulling off bandages. Not.
Who has walked off the set of The Walking Dead and has started bandaging himself
no,
in front
no,
of us.
No, he's unbandaging himself because he can't even figure that
oh,
out.
Oh, gee, God, man.
It's not okay.
Turn my mic on so I can ridicule you.
Ridicule you?
Ridicule.
Ridicule.
Yeah, you're gross. Yeah.
I'm ready for the ridiculing.
Well, that was basically it. I said he was gross.
Oh.
And whatever
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
Are you just going to die at some point? Like, what
we
are you going to die?
We can hope.
Just like your butthole is going to fall off your body and then your intestines are going to come pouring out. And then they'll be set aflame because of whatever mojo is inside of you.
I hope that doesn't
happen.
That's
magically holding you together somehow.
I hope that doesn't happen in here because I am not cleaning
no,
out.
No, we're moving.
If that happens, we're just going to leave everything in here.
Fire.
And say, sell the stuff in this room. It'll cover the rest of the rent. Bye.
It will not, though.
There's no way that would cover the
It won't cover the
bill.
Service master bill. There's no chance.
They'd okay. have to burn the building.
They would have to burn this whole building down.
But I have a bad record with fire, so.
That's true. Okay. He's done ridiculing you now. You can turn him off. Okay. He should be ridiculed for how slow
no kidding.
That was.
Was.
That
like...
was awful. I would ask him to turn your mic back on so you can ridicule him further, but it would
take
too long,
minutes.
And we have to play a game. So the game is, Matthew told me earlier that he wanted to make a device out of PVC pipe. And attached to his bicycle so he can put an ice cream cone in it while he's riding his bike from McDonald's to the studio.
That was a dip cone, thank you.
Yeah. A dipped
that
ice cream
That does not
cone.
Help. That does not help you.
So
take.
You would literally
this
see
is
him.
This the worst plan.
You would really see him riding down the sidewalk.
He doesn't even want it for like
with
a
an
drink.
Ice cream cone on
not
it.
Not a drink.
No, it's for an ice cream cone.
The whole point of riding your bike is like general health. And the ice cream cone?
I know. That was my first reaction. It was like, yeah, ride a bike, you fatty. I think my quote was, that's the fattest thing I've ever heard. I think was what I said to him.
Yes, it was.
It was horrible.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
We could spend an entire segment on
yeah,
that
not.
Alone.
Let's not.
I would just like to throw that out there. That's our engineer. So the game is, Matthew's going to try to describe to us a popular movie.
Oh, no.
What Cameron did,
God.
Cameron gave him
Are
the title.
Me?
Cameron gave him the title of the movie, and then Matthew describes it. And now we have to guess. And then Cameron will tell us whether we were right or if we were wrong.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a contest between us?
Of
oh,
course
wonderful.
It is.
But what if we all like pick the same?
No, it's first person. First person to say it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just guess the title of the movie.
Whoever
as
says
fast
it first.
As you can.
First, yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's just.
I'm not
I guess,
good with that.
We'll just do it any order,
Katrina.
Or we just start with one?
Start at number one.
All right, here we go.
Please.
It is a movie. Where crop circles appear.
Signs.
Signs.
Field.
Beat you. Ha!
Good
ha!
Job.
Is it worth listening to the entire
and
description?
Strange no, extraterrestrial creatures.
Extraterrestrial.
I don't know. It sounds pretty worth it to me.
Yet they are.
Can we not? I don't even
why is he reading
water.
In this voice?
This is not reading. This is him speaking completely.
Why is this voice?
Completely
next,
improvised.
The next. Next, okay. Please.
Number two.
This is a movie where Earth has been completely used up and is global warming has ravaged
this.
The planet. So therefore, people of Earth are trying to
I
find
say
another
Wall-E.
Way to survive. They look to the stars and they find a
interstellar?
Black hole that will possibly.
Interstellar.
I haven't seen that movie.
Will you crank this up just a little bit, Matthew? It's a little hard for me to hear. Unless it's
and wait, why
super
did you
loud.
Click that two versus the other two?
Two.
There's another one.
One, two, three, four, five,
oh.
six.
I was looking at the blue ones that said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Okay. Never mind. Moving on. Number three.
Number three.
Let's get graphic.
Got it.
That's what
cool.
that's what Katrina wanted.
Cool. Got it.
Because it was
it.
Three. So two is this.
The good and the bad of what's new. Yeah.
Okay. I
they have it. Fancy elements on their show.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
Not
we
this.
Don't.
Anyway, number three. The real one.
Okay. Number three.
This is a movie where people win the lottery. It's a group of people, and they have to share the money. And instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other in horrible, horrible ways. That's all I got for that movie.
Rat Race?
I love right,
is my mic on? All right, any other guesses?
Rat Race was the only one I could think of. Yeah, I kind of think
I mean, that sounds right. I was going to, I mean, nope. I don't know.
This movie is Moneyball.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
Oh,
it's a sports movie, by the way.
About baseball.
About baseball.
And statistics.
People win the lottery.
Nope.
It's a group of people.
Nope.
And,
nope.
They have to share the money.
No.
Instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other.
No.
In horrible, horrible ways.
Nope. No.
And
Rat
Race didn't kill anyone, right? Okay.
I didn't think so, but. No.
And then
I
you
mean,
hear me laughing at you.
Yeah. Okay, so.
All right.
I mean, that one really shouldn't count because he didn't describe the movie accurately.
No, no one gets
that's
points.
How it works.
No one gets
Nobody
points.
Gets a point.
All right.
Okay, number four.
Number four.
This is a movie where two cops who are
bad boys,
not the greatest at their jobs, are selected for an undercover mission where they go
other
to
other guys.
High
I
school.
Said first.
21 Jump Street.
Other 21 guys.
Jump
get to relive their glory the days and party, drink, and get drugged up.
Let's be cops.
And their
nope.
job is to
ride along.
Bust the drug
nope.
Now I'm just guessing
and,
cop movie.
Bring that criminal organization down.
This sounds like 21 Jump Street.
It sounds like 21 Jump Street. To
I
me
was
too.
Gonna,
I don't
I'm
know.
Still stuck on the other guys.
22 Jump Street.
Correct.
Oh,
perfect.
Woo. Sucks.
I'm finally on the board. Okay, number five.
This is a movie that took place over 12 years, constantly
Boyhood.
Filming.
Boom, there it is.
The same yeah. actor yep. as he grew up and as he lived.
Okay, moving on.
You didn't like that?
No.
All right, number six.
This movie is done by a very famous
done
comedian
by.
Guy. And
comedian
he
guy.
Just talks about, pretty much makes a parody about
the
all
end of the
Western
world.
Movies and a whole bunch of
Oh,
horrible,
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Boom,
wrong.
There it is.
Damn. I was going to say Blazing Saddles, but I didn't think Matthew would know that movie. Number seven.
This is based on a world where society has split itself up into certain categories, kind of like
Divergent.
A caste system.
Divergent.
A little more
oh,
rigid.
Oh, that's boo.
So, by the way, that movie is being promoted in the worst way possible. Like, they're just using, like, big, like, keywords and saying, this movie's this and this. It's spellbinding and magical and
that's
it's
most
so
bad
creative.
Movies. Can we, I'm going to listen to this whole, I want to hear him try to describe
society
this.
Society has split itself up into certain categories, kind of like a caste system, but a little more a rigid. And a little more permanent. One person says, screw this. This is a bad idea.
This
I,
is not
every,
this movie
I like every
at
single
all.
Cast. So therefore, I'm going to, you know, act that way. And basically somebody else
decide.
Decides to go for a power grab. And she tries to stop them and destroys the society.
Let's all just remember this one, though.
This is a movie where people win the lottery. It's a group of people. And... they have to share the money. And
it's a movie
of the money,
where people
totally
win the lottery and kill each other. Oh, my God.
Right.
Okay, number eight.
This movie is a World War II film with
Fury.
Boom,
very there
famous
it is.
Actor in it. And,
very famous like actor. Same actor who was murdering people after he won the lottery.
I honestly thought you guys wouldn't get it until the last like three words.
Oh, I got to hear that. So,
this movie is a World War II film.
World War II
with a very famous actor in it, and they like to roll around shooting things
roll
with
around,
a nice shiny little tank. However,
in
the tank breaks
I mean,
down, and they get surrounded by the enemy, and they have to survive.
Quicker, tank broke, roll!
Overnight while backup arrives, and it's going to take backup a while, and they just have to... kick some enemy ass with their one single tank.
Well, rolling around didn't help enough. They have to still use tanks.
They have
the
to wait for backup,
reserves,
but it's going to take some time.
And his most technical term is rolling around.
He was a part of the G.I. Joes. Let's roll out.
Today, boot Burnouts. Camp, all you maggots stand up and attention. Today, we're going to learn to roll around. It's the greatest tactic we have against the enemy.
Get naked. We're going to do it in a pile.
Gross.
Who has the pot? Okay. Number nine.
This movie is about a young journalist who wants to get into the media industry, and therefore he winds up taking this job where he gets the pictures of like crashes and stuff like that, gets his foot in, and he just loves
just
the thrill of being able to like chase the cops, get the pictures of the most grotesque murder or whatever, car crash and stuff like that. He starts... living a really wild and crazy life and just starts destroying his life.
I don't have a clue.
I have no
Listen to it again. One more time, then.
It's worth it to hear footed.
This movie is about a young journalist who wants to get into the media industry, and therefore he winds up taking this job where he gets the pictures of crashes and stuff like that, gets his foot in, and he just loves the thrill of being able to like chase the cops, get the pictures of the most grotesque murder or whatever.
Is this Nightcrawler?
Car crash and stuff like
there
that.
There it is. You win. So it is Nightcrawler. Oh, my face hurts.
This is the best bit ever. Okay. Oh,
this last one's going to be great, too.
Last one. Number 10.
My favorite one.
This movie is about a little bear.
He's so excited.
A little bear? Oh,
he's so
I know.
Excited.
This
Paddington.
Movie is about a little bear who shows up in a town and a family adopts him, thinking that everything would be okay. However, as bears are not domesticated, therefore, he starts causing a lot of problems for the family.
You're totally making this up.
He helps bring this family together. And
then any idea what the movie's about?
Or maybe not.
Imagine he thinks Paddington's about a real life bear who just moves into a family home and just starts eating everything.
We need to re-listen to it because you missed a very funny part.
Oh, no.
It's worth hearing again. Notice the enthusiasm as we start.
Gets really
excited. This is a movie.
This movie is about a
little bear. It's probably the only one he actually recognized.
He doesn't even know this movie.
He thinks it's about a real bear.
You ever seen this movie? No, I don't.
How many of these films I've actually seen?
Not Moneyball.
Not Moneyball.
Definitely not seen Moneyball.
This is a movie where people win the lottery. It's a group of people, and they have to share the money. And instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other.
Okay, all right, back to Paddington.
This movie is about a little bear who shows up in a town and a family adopts him, thinking that everything would be okay. However, as bears are not domesticated, therefore, he starts causing a lot of problems for the family. But in the end, he helps bring this family together, and everybody lives happily ever after. Or maybe not. Maybe the bear just eats the whole family. But it's a nice little family film.
Or maybe not.
But it's a nice family film.
Yeah. Either way.
Patty thinks Paddington's about a killer bear.
That eats a family.
It's like the only G-rated movie that came out last year. Oh, God.
You know, most of these movies came out last year.
Except for Moneyball.
Well, that was
and Signs.
That was a roaring success, I'll tell you.
This is a movie where
you want your results?
Win the lottery.
I know I lost.
Seth won.
They have to share the money, and instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other in horrible, horrible ways. That's all I got for that movie.
Okay. I couldn't hold together after that one.
I don't blame you.
Let's see here. Do I have a timpani on this thing? It's probably not. It's filled with just pig grunts.
It's a chariot race one.
I used to have an actual timpani. I do. Now I just have worthless stuff. Like, what am I ever going to do with Bird Duck?
Bird Duck.
Or this one. All right, who won?
All right, coming in at number 3.
Me.
Katrina. Coming in at number 2.
This toilet is so long. There's 20 seconds left in this toilet.
Well, let's let that toilet keep flushing.
It's just silence.
It's just done.
What a joke. Okay.
That's a great toilet.
Number 2.
All right.
Or the winner, I guess.
At number 2, they got 3. Number 1 got 4.
That's me. I'm number 3.
We're all one point apart.
I've got
Chris
3.
What?
Came in second place.
What?
Seth won with 4.
Oh, my God. It's a miracle.
The first thing you won tonight.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. They gave me some money.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to
get Moneyball.
Number 7 is what Moneyball. Matthew thinks Paddington is.
Moneyball.
This is a movie where people win the lottery. People, and
that we're gonna
they
keep
have
this forever.
To share the money. And instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's a terrible description.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's a movie that Cameron would review on Why Do We Watch That? I'll tell you that.
What, Paddington?
No, the Moneyball.
Oh,
people win the lottery and then they go
that's what Moneyball was.
His version of it. Woof. All right. Is there a way we can... you guys, I'm going to have to make you awkwardly stand closer to that. I kind of want you guys both on mic here. So, Matthew... We gotta figure out a way to get you guys here close together.
Don't breathe on me.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, no, and don't put your butt near him.
Yeah, I don't. I need to be at work tomorrow.
He's not getting close at all.
How is your mic so far away?
Just yell from there.
Okay, oh. He's coming a little closer.
Gross.
There's something in the way.
Okay, here we go.
I didn't want to break.
Cameron,
all right, here we go.
I feel for you.
So, Katrina and Chris here, I would like you guys to take a look at the crackpot production staff of OTI here.
This is terrible.
Duo. This can't end well for anything.
Okay. So, I would like, this is a show meeting, but not one of these show meetings. Yeah, right. Like, it's a real show meeting.
Because Chris is involved.
Yeah, she's involved in this one.
Yay!
Although, we could kick her out if we want to.
No.
Okay, we won't.
I was here on time, unlike Katrina.
That's true. Okay, so. Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to involve this cast of characters more often into our show.
That did not take long at all.
In a limited capacity.
I like the limited capacity part.
Like, I would like for them to
almost...
He
can be on half the time, and he can be on, like, never.
I would like them to be executive producer and producer of the show. So, like, I would
Isn't
like
that
them...
what they already are?
No, not officially. Because... like, I would like them to provide us with bits like that.
Oh, no. This
more
isn't
often.
Going to go well.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with
to
it, but
extent.
I'm worried about
to
the
extent.
Way it's going to go.
Like, I feel like most of this is going to be Cameron exploiting Matthew's intelligence.
Yeah, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
I just don't know if I can listen to that much of Matthew every week.
Are you kidding me? This is the best content we've had
this
the
is
entire
a movie where
it makes my ears bleed.
People win the lottery.
No, where people
that's beautiful,
so like I mean every other week
win the lottery
at least I tried
it. Well we can limit we that could be some of our direction to them yeah. I say
we do it every other
do
week.
Do you not feel like addressing them like you're just directing all your
no,
comments
yeah, she doesn't care
can't, she can't look over
them.
There
I can't look at them
I feel like
Matthew blow a kiss to her
they could get
no
Matthew I'm your boss you do that right now.
No.
As the executive producer of this show, I want you to make kissy faces towards Katrina.
I value my life. The little life I have left, I value it.
Well, yeah, the little
you're life. The only one, so go ahead.
I don't like when he looks at you. It looks like he's going to kiss you. I don't like it. It's not. It's
That's
not,
why yeah. I'm not looking at him.
I agree with Katrina on every other
one
that's
actually looking at me.
Well, okay, so here's what I'd like to do. Cameron is now officially OTI's producer. And Matthew is associate producer. And they're also both / writers. And I would like for them to, because I don't expect this to become your full-time job by any means.
He's already got like 3 or 4.
Well, Cameron's especially busy. But I would like you guys to come up with some bits for us. If you find a funny YouTube clip or something you think we should play, load it on the board. We can play it and talk about it. Basically, what I'm trying to say, I'd like to be a
He's
little bit...
He's getting tired of looking up articles
no.
And he hasn't
it's not
brought
that.
Crap
it's not
the last
that.
2 weeks.
I would like... First of all, I have some great stuff in here, okay?
Oh, really? Then why have we not
but
read
we don't
any of it?
Ever get to it.
Yeah, what I would like is the show to be a little bit more spontaneous. Like,
I don't do spontaneous.
I feel like we're our best when we're just riffing on stuff.
Touche. I'll agree with that.
So that's what I would like. But I need help to do that because if I know what it is... I can't
spontaneous.
Be spontaneous.
Okay. Understood.
So how do you guys feel about that task?
I'm game.
Cameron says no. Look at that face.
No, I just wanted to make sure he answered first so I didn't accidentally also get close to the mic when he got close to the mic. Because then we could have just had like, well, you can't even see his face on the screen.
That's
so it's
probably
just,
good.
Just me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I just didn't want to accidentally kiss him, but yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. Then that's what we'll do then. How do you feel about that?
I've already got a great bit for next week.
Great. See, I'm excited
God
about
help
it.
Me.
This will be a lot of fun.
How you looked at me and were like, how do you feel about that? I already got a great bit for next week. I'll deal.
Okay. Well, you guys don't get any raises. It's just it's a title change only. I hope you guys are okay with that.
That's fine.
I think Cameron expected that.
I'm going to take his title change as well. That'll be my raise.
Okay. You are now producer, associate producer, /writer/writer.
Fantastic. I like the extra words.
He's a writer squared.
Oh, there we go.
That's a pretty long title there, Cameron.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you, guys. Well,
meeting adjourned?
Yeah, meeting adjourned. I think that was pretty good. I would just like to have a cast of characters, you know? And I think it would be fun to just have you guys creating content for us that we could play and, you know, riff on throughout the week. You know, a lot of fun, be more spontaneous.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe if they keep doing a good job, we can go to 3 hours.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet.
Slowly work our way up.
I mean, yeah, we should probably make it to like 2 hours first.
Katrina, I'd like you to read this story. Shit. If you can't read it, feel free to give it to Chris. Because I don't feel comfortable reading this.
This is so
gross.
Why not?
This is terrible.
Why not?
We had like a 2-day conversation in my work office before I left the job.
Well, then summarize it. You won't need to read it then.
It's just gross. Okay. The period reimagined. Are women finally ready for the cup? Okay. It's basically instead of a tampon, you somehow insert this cup that then your period goes into and collects. Ooh. And then you wash it and reuse it.
And you like... take it out.
Oh, it's green.
You have to sanitize it. People are like, you just gonna put that in your dishwasher?
But people say like it's really hard because
what if
like,
it's warm?
But most other countries use it apparently. Or a few other countries use it.
I'm not okay with it.
I have so many questions.
Ask.
Like when you take it out, doesn't it just go...
like that's the thing. Like you have to be on the toilet and then you have to like take it out. And...
so then, you know.
And let's think of our small penis friends. They're never going to get laid ever again because this cup is going to be like stretching out.
That's a great point,
okay,
too. That's a great point.
It's not like you're shoving this cup up there. It's folded up in like a triangle.
And then like opens.
And then it opens when you let go of it.
Okay. And it's like squishy.
So it's like a cone.
Okay. My ignorance. I've never had a period. You may be surprised by that.
A little bit.
Matthew's had many out of his anus.
I mean, you should Google what it looks like, so it'll help you. You should get an image.
No, not going to do
that. I mean, you really should.
Not going to do that. What is the difference between that and a cork?
Well, a cork doesn't collect anything.
Well, neither does this.
This does. It's like a cup. It literally...
But it doesn't collect. It just sits there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but then you pull it out, you dump it, and reuse it.
Yeah, but when you pull it out, doesn't extra come out because it's been corked up in there?
Oh, there was a terrifying photo of someone removing one.
So how do you? So how do you know?
It's not that.
How do you know when it's?
It folds up, but then it opens when it's inside you.
How do you know when it's full? Do you know when it's full?
You know to change your tampon like every. I think you're supposed to change it every 8 hours.
She's like, I've been wearing mine for 6 days now.
6 to 8 hours. I mean, it depends. I mean, there's days where you have to change it.
You could also just wear Depends.
I mean, that's an option.
Yeah,
that is always an option.
There's different sizes too, in case you were wondering.
I mean, tampons are in different sizes, so it makes sense.
Different colors too. They're all going to come out the same color.
Of course. Of course they're going to be different colors because, we're girls.
Why? They look like the tip of a condom.
They're not. I don't get the point of them.
Okay, well, I would like, first of all, apologize to our audience. I'm going to be totally honest with you guys.
If you continue scrolling, there's a
terrible
picture.
I thought this was literally a sporting event.
Okay.
It's not.
No.
It's,
the only reason I know about it is because I had a friend who moved to China.
It's called the Diva Cup.
And she couldn't use...
Did you find it?
She couldn't use tampons in China.
Or
they don't use tampons in
China.
Why
not?
I think that image is like not how it normally works.
China has always been using this.
I almost threw up a little bit. I want to see it.
Let me first explain that this looks like it's shotgunned out of her body.
Oh, Lord. That's not good. Oh.
Stare at it long enough, you might vomit.
Yeah. Yeah, she like dropped it on herself.
I don't know what happened to that photo.
Blood clots?
Yeah, for some reason this gets grosser the longer you look at it. Yeah, I'm not even going to show that to the audience. It's not good.
It's not fair to them.
That's not good.
It's not fair to them.
It's not good. You guys are... You should subscribe because I just saved you. If no one subscribes to this show because of... I'm showing that picture for the entire show next week. It's going to be our cover
image.
Oh,
that's not the one. That one was even less worse. Hold on. Please let me find the more to see.
No, that's okay. I think we should move on to another topic.
You can't look away. Cameron literally just gagged. Oh, I heard this on the...
Why is there a plate?
A plate?
She's got a plate under it. Like she's going to like...
Collect it and eat it later.
And eat it? Katrina just grossed herself out. She's like, I can eat it. Oh, why did I say that?
I guess that'll go in the dishwasher.
Stop looking at it, Cameron.
It makes torture Seth. Please torture Seth. It's only fair.
I'll look at it. I don't care. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff. I'm on 4chan a lot. Why is there a plate? doesn't make any sense.
To save her carpeting?
Also, I'm really disturbed by her gold bracelet and black toenails. It's also just not good.
Her bedroom pillow is under the plate.
And it's white. Why would you do this over your? Why would you do this on your white dishes, on your white pillow with a gold bracelet on? There's so many things wrong with that photo.
I need to learn more about this lady.
I'm over it.
I'm gonna tweet that to Add After Hours Buzz and let them digest that over the weekend. It's gonna be great. Well, Katrina, let's keep talking about happy stories. Why don't you read this one right here?
Okay, so Kraft Macaroni and Cheese recalls 242,000 cases of mac and cheese because they voluntarily recalled it because it contains metal.
Yeah. Metal. Hey, how does metal get in here? How many do you think you produce with this much metal in it? I don't know, about 242,000 cases of mac and cheese. How does 250,000 boxes of mac and cheese get out with metal in it?
I know. I think basically what happened is there's some coating that says that there's metal in it, but those boxes were intermixed between other ones that were safe, but they have to kind of recall them all because you just don't know.
Mac and cheese tastes a little metallic.
C2 directly below the date on the individual box. However, Kraft notes that some of the boxes were packed in multi-pack units that have a range of different code dates and manufacturing codes. Hmm.
That's great. Maybe they shouldn't keep metal near the mac and cheese. That's lovely.
Yeah. Their website's to, like, you know, brainwash yourself.
Yeah.
Brainwash yourself from horrible things. This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is going to become a movie?
Okay.
This is the living movie?
So here's one way the Apple Watch could help you live a fuller life: by counting down the seconds until you die.
Oh.
Apparently, the app Life Clock estimates how much time you have left by adding minutes for a healthful activity and subtracting them when you indulge in bad habits. You could think of it as a mortality forecaster or an activity tracker in reverse. Instead of tabulating what you did in the past, it extrapolates what your behavior means for your future. More broadly, it's a reminder that there are many great ways to represent time, and with a powerful sensor-laden wrist computer, it's worth exploring them.
But what if you're doing something kind of healthy like Matthew, and you're too focused on eating your ice cream cone while you're riding your bike that you accidentally get hit by a car?
That's true. We gotta make a cycling app that asks if you're currently eating ice cream while you're pedaling down the road.
Well, I just think he might get hit by a car and then die, and then his death clock's done because he was too
focused. Not only did I hit a mutant goblin, but there's ice cream all over my windshield.
Like, he's like, ooh, ice cream.
Car. All right.
They wouldn't think he was human, so they would be worried.
This is a movie where people...
His laugh.
...win the lottery. It's a group of people, and they have to share the money, and instead of sharing the money, they start trying to kill each other in horrible, horrible ways. That's all I got for that movie.
Okay.
Cameron's the best part.
All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll close up the show. Woo. Oh, this show has been insane.
Yes, it has.
It's been a good one. I feel good about this one. Katrina, you don't feel good about this one?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, we'll be right
back. It wasn't all about Katrina.
With more Katrina madness. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show where Katrina's not paying attention.
That's On the Internet.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Katrina. That was great. I liked that.
You're welcome.
So, it's the time of the night where we have to wrap up the show. We only got 2 minutes left, so...
That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
I'm not used to that.
But it's not for us.
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you guys like this song?
Nope.
Okay. Just curious.
I do.
This is Royal Blood, but I shouldn't mention blood.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say. Poor Cameron.
It's a little different, but yeah, anyway... So that's our show. We'll hope you guys enjoyed it. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new episode. And then the next week, and the next one, the next one, until
maybe
the,
not the
end
one
of time. We're going to be on the air until the end of time.
Whee!
Well, technically only 87 more episodes.
Till August.
83 episodes. I knew it was one of those.
I don't even think there's 83...
Oh, you're going to be here until we hit 100, and then we got to change names.
We're 17, and there's 52
you'll
weeks in a year.
You'll commute back and forth to Kansas City.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah, you'll do it.
It's no. happening.
You'll make Mark drive
I might call, but I'm not going to happen.
Doing the whole show by phone, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. All right, well, anyway, that's it. So we'll see you guys next week, 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, duoh.com/live, for the impaired out there. Check it out, and yeah, it's every Wednesday. You know, if you can't watch live because you're Brian Solomon, then you can always re-listen on demand anytime to every episode of On the Internet or Life. It's all there. So, you know, it's something that you can get. There it is. Yeah. You know, the whole show.
So that's how that goes.
That's how it is, man. What, I mean, what did you think of today's show? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah? Yeah. Sounds real enthusiastic. Chris, what'd you think?
Thought it was pretty good. I'm really glad Vin Diesel did not win.
I really like this. This
that was
fun.
The highlight of the show.
Well, we'll try to do more brackets. Okay, see you guys next week.
Bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time. On the Internet, logging out now. Goodbye.